Welcome to Lexio Divina. I'm Anita Lustria, and may this spiritual practice give you bread for your journey and help quench your parched soul. Today's reading is from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 12 through 17, and today I'm going to read in the New Living Translation. As usual, we'll be hearing the scripture passage several times with a different instruction given before each time it's read. But let's prepare to listen by getting into a comfortable position and taking some good deep breaths in and out, and just letting go of whatever is on our minds that might be troubling it, or that list that's trying to form. If we can just set that all aside for the next few moments that we're together. And you might even want to go grab a paper or pen, colorful markers, whatever it is that you need to jot a couple things down, or maybe sketch as you go. So let's just maybe take a couple of deep breaths together, in through the nose and out. Feels better. Let's breathe in again together and out. Oh, nice. Let me pray for us as well. Holy Spirit, guide our hearing. Wake our ears to words you speak. Amen. Now, the first time you hear me read the passage, be listening for a word or a phrase that catches your attention, that kind of leaps out at you, a word or phrase that shimmers for you as it goes past your ears, actually. All right, let's settle in for listening this first time around, paying attention for a word or a phrase. John 13, verses 12 through 17 in the New Living Translation. After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." What word or phrase jumped out at you? What was it that, as you listened, just seemed to nudge you as you heard it go past your ears? You might want to make note of that. Just jot it down or pay attention as we go through the rest of our readings and see what else stands out to you. So let's listen a second time. And the second time you hear the passage, pay attention for an image. Allow an image to come to mind. And the image may or may not be literal. It can be a figurative image that can help you process the passage and hear what God has to say a little bit better. But allow an image to elevate. So let's settle in for the second reading of the passage. After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." What word or image, actually, what was it that elevated for you as you listened to the passage that time? What kind of image, I should say? Was it kind of curious or odd or concrete? Or what was the image like, and how might it help you make sense of today's passage? Well, we're going to listen to the passage one more time, actually our final time. And always on the last time through hearing a passage during Lectio Divina, it's always about the invitation. And so this third time through, be listening for an invitation from God. What is God inviting you to today through this passage? After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them." What invitation does God have for you today? What did you hear from God? Is it anything that connects with your word or phrase or the image that came to mind? You might even want to pay attention to this invitation and just, as you go through the next day or two, see how it might present itself. And if you feel like sharing your invitation and what God has spoken to you, if you feel like sharing it with anyone or with me, you can always email me, producer@anitalustria.com is how to reach me. And now, receive this benediction as you go today. May God, the Creator, go on creating within us. Christ Jesus be our company, and the Holy Spirit surround us with eternal grace. Amen.